This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet as we stream live online right now and on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, as well as everybody helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and the roughnecks working all the rigs, oil rigs in the country and around the world, thank you so very much for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're there, click on the like button to like the page and then jump in the chat room, just like we got a whole bunch of people in the chat room right now conversing to us. And we'll say howdy, howdy to them in a little bit. But right now I'm going to go to the telephone line and we have got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, on the line. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on judicial practices, Judeo-judicial practices. Now, I'm going to start with the big rally coming up in Tulsa because as the Trump crowd grows and there's thousands of people on the street right now, the crowd got back far enough lined up to where they started to bump into where the protester area was, and there was some name calling, a little bit of not pushing and shoving, but bumping, we'll call it that way, bumping with the protesters and the Trump folks, and that was very quickly downsized, if you will. But they tried.
Well, yeah, they certainly did because they believe they're going to get some kind of coverage out of it and try to, you know, sort of perpetuate the chaotic atmosphere. But I think we're going to find, Captain, and I should say the protesters might find that the Trump supporters are a little bit different ilk. They're not looking for a fight. They're there to support their candidate, and that's how we do things in this country. We turn out and we support, and then we go vote. That's the way it's done. We're not supposed to go the other direction.
And I've had it with these polls that are showing Joe Biden up by double digits and Biden's lead is expanding and this, that, and the other. And one of the polls that's out there is the Fox News poll. Have you been noticing that?
Yes.
Well, that has been captured just like in the day when we did it with CNN, because I personally was involved in some of that myself. That's been captured just like back in the day when the conservatives captured the CNN polls and the MSNBC polls and they started to turn it towards Donald Trump as well as other conservative candidates. Now the liberals, with all the people that they've got, because remember, they've got college students that are at home and they've got nothing better to do but to play with their computers, right?
That's right, yeah.
And they do a lot of this chain voting where they bring in a whole bunch of people and they migrate numbers and this, that, and the other. So consequently, they're able to control some of the polls. But a couple of things happened yesterday that made me believe what I'm about to tell you is accurate. Number one, don't believe these polls that show Biden up by double digits and all that. One of the reasons why is because in North Carolina, a One American News Gravis poll came out showing Donald Trump with a significant lead over Joe Biden. That, I believe.
Well, sure. And again, you know, we saw this happen back in 2016 as well. So with all these polls that, you know, 99% chance or something Hillary's going to win the election, and on it went. And that night, that election night, the surprise on so many of the commentators' faces and so forth was just priceless. But again, it's in this day and age, Captain,
yeah.
People who are even responding to polls, are you going to tell somebody that you're voting for Trump when you could be vilified for that?
Yeah, and here's another one. Wait, you hear this one. Folks, back in 2016, Florida has 67 counties. At the beginning of 2016, there were 32 Republican majority registered counties. 32.
Mm-hmm.
Today, there are 46 counties that are registered Republican counties in terms of majority. And there'll be another one flipping soon. And when you hear what county it is that's going to flip and go red, you're going to just go, what? What? But it's happening. And that means that over 20% of the counties in Florida have flipped from Democrat to Republican since Donald Trump became our president back in 2016. Think about that for a minute.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's different about 2020 is that back in 2016, it was Hillary was a known commodity politically, but Donald Trump wasn't. So he was making promises and talking, and it was a change election. I still think 2020 is a change election, ultimately, but Donald Trump now has a record, Captain, and people have seen that he keeps his promises, he gets the economy going, he's serious about doing what he's doing, and he stands up to the liberal left and the party elite in Congress. And they think, wow, he's doing his job. Let's vote for him again.
And the other thing is there's an ABC Ipsos poll that came out yesterday that shows that Americans, number one, oppose reparations. We've been hearing all this nonsense about, well, America's ready to pay reparations to the blacks. No, they're not. Or renaming bases, because there's Confederate generals that have some of these base names attached to them. No, they're not in favor of that either. And this was an ABC Ipsos poll, which is a Democratic leading poll. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take this break. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast all across the weekend. And on the weekend, we have more stations than we do during the week, because this was the original show that started it all 20 years ago. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch here all across the country on our extended network of stations. And as I said, on the weekend, we have more stations than during the week. And I interrupt this broadcast right now for an important news bulletin. Kyle, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, listen up, everybody. It's Cousin Vinny's birthday. Happy birthday, Cousin Vinny. And he's in the chat room listening to us.
That's right. Happy birthday, cousin.
So there you go. There you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, is a product that I've been taking for 4 years for the arthritis pain that I have. And if you're struggling with just regular old nagging pain or whatnot, then keep in mind that back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, ankle pain, foot pain, just general muscle aches and pain in general from your everyday work. Maybe you're a truck driver and you get up and down out of that rollback, and it's just an adventure after you do it after about 3 or 4 hours. But anyway, it is what it is. And you need to understand that there is a way that's all natural that can help you, and it's called Relief Factor. Now, they gave me a website. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You can go there, and you can take a look at the 2.5-minute tutorial that's there with the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. They'll tell you all about how this is a natural product, what's in it, what it does for you. And you'll be able to get the information there and sign up for the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, which is only $19.95. You'll know at the end of 3 weeks for sure whether or not it's going to work or not. You will know. That's all there is to it. So the website again, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and there you go. All righty, Kyle, we've got the Professor Emeritus on the line here. Let's find out what he wants. Okay, Dan the Man up in Lafayette, Indiana. What's up?
Well, you know, I was listening to you and Kyle talk about President Trump. I think he's building a silent majority Richard Nixon would have salivated for. That's what
Dan, he's had a majority all the time. We've just been quiet about it because we haven't been acting like a bunch of damn fools.
Yeah, I know, but I think it's going to be a little bigger than what people think, at least right now, as of today.
I agree.
Another thing, too, I think, the one thing you only have to look at right now is his job approval rating, and it's high enough. It's about where Barack Obama's.
It's been consistent. It's not gone down that much, and it's gone up a couple of times, but then it's drifted down a little, but it's at or above where Barack Obama's was at the same time in his career.
Right, right. Now, the only weakness I see on Biden, I don't think Biden wants to debate.
No.
This is the first time since 1964. Well, we didn't have debates in 64, 68, 72. We had them in 60. And then from 76 on, we've had a debate, every president, at least three, unless they really do this one differently. They give the candidate the questions ahead of time, and he can put his answer.
President Trump wants four debates. Joe Biden wants one and might not even get the one.
I don't think he's going to debate. I think if he debates, it'll hurt him more than if he doesn't.
Oh, he'll get eaten up and spit out.
I just always consider this to be, I always consider the presidential debates to be kind of political wrestling, you know. Mm-hmm. Your side against mine, good against evil, depending on what side you're on.
Yeah,
not really debates at all.
Let me bring Kyle into this. Kyle, you're out there in California, Never Never Land or Wonderland, whatever you want to call it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, there is a tremendous influx of business because we heard about another business that was coming to Florida today out of California. And I'll wait till they make the announcement, but there's another major business that's moving out of Florida and bringing pretty much their whole corporate conglomerate down here to Florida because of the taxes and the way of living and this, that, and the other. And they're a patriotic corporation, and I would assume they have a lot of flag-waving people in their company. And California is losing their tax base. Now what?
Well, you know what, Captain? The unemployment figure in California just shot up. It's over 16% now, I think. This time last year, I think it was like 4% in that area. What I think California's got to do, they've got to do some soul searching in Sacramento to try to figure out how they're going to make businesses want to stay in the state and reduce costs, reduce taxes. Now, I know it likely will never happen, and probably 99% chance it won't, but somebody's got to at least say it. Otherwise, that exodus is just going to continue, and it's going to be nobody's fault but the monoparty system in California.
And Dan DeMann, do you know what the big company was that came in here now that we got the space program back and sunk a $29 or $30 million huge state-of-the-art facility in down here?
Yeah, I heard Musk is moving to Texas or Oklahoma.
Right. I think he's going to go to Texas because there's no state income tax there. There is in Oklahoma. But SpaceX came here and they built a big facility. Yeah. And now they're going to build onto that.
Well, that's Bezos, Jeff Bezos.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of talks out of his both sides. You know, he's a liberal, but, you know, when it comes to tax, he wants as low as he can go. Reap the maximum benefit. But they've been working in Florida for a while, but you know, it's good to hear that they're going to move their headquarters to Florida. You know, it just goes to show you how better the free market can do something better than a government bureaucracy.
Well, we have a governor that's for the people, of the people, and by the people, in Ron DeSantis, and he's doing an excellent job.
Oh, nobody's complaining about DeSantis. I think he's going to be a heck of a presidential candidate in 2024.
Well, the Democrats are saying, well, this is going to be your next area where it's going to spike. It's going to go out of sight. It's going to this, it's going to that. Here's what's going on down here. They're doing a lot more testing, so they're getting some positive test results. But just because you get positive test results and they go, oh, we have 4,000 more reported cases. No, you don't. You really don't. Because of the 4,000 reported cases they're talking about, 200 people went to the hospital for treatment.
It's all fiction.
That's right.
I mean, you ask people, name a person that you know that has had COVID-19 virus, and nobody can answer you.
My old neighborhood is 55 plus. There's 350 homes in there. Not one person. Not one.
Yeah, it's a fraud. It's fiction. you can understand why Kev, I think the whole virus scenario is now war so thin it's gone.
All right.
You know, that's the way I look at it. I think people are having a great time outside in the summertime. So.
All right. Well,
As Trump said, he's not closing the government down again.
Okay. Give me a crowd prediction for Tulsa, and then I'll let you go. What's the crowd prediction inside and out?
Oh, inside and out, I would say 88,000.
Okay. I'm going with 100,000, but we'll talk to you on Monday morning. We'll compare notes. How's that?
That's fine. You'll hear from me Monday then.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. All right. And Kyle, what do you think for the crowd?
Oh, yeah. I think this, well, it's going to be astronomical. I know that they're approaching an expectation of about 100,000 people or so. Yeah.
Inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, I want to remind everybody that's listening to this program right now, I've got the good fortune and the pleasure of being able to be the anchor on a broadcast tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, with the rally. We're going to be anchoring the rally. Of course, we're going to have the speech, however length of time that is. And then we're going to dissect it, and we're going to take calls from callers from all around the country, let them call into the program. So you'll be able to hear me the same way you do right now, and my flagship station is theanswertampa.com if you want to listen to it directly, theanswertampa.com. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m., we will be live with my friend Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America, and Colonel Jim, the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, will all be broadcasting together. So I look forward to hearing from many people that are listening to me right now, and that includes you, Kyle.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right.
This is a big thing. The return of the rally, the Trump rally, is got the Democrat Party elite absolutely quaking in their boots.
Yeah.
They don't want this. They do not want it.
No, and they tried. They tried to get the thing delayed, and they wanted more restrictions put on it, and the Oklahoma Supreme Court said, nope. They want to show up without masks? That's fine.
Well, right, and this is one of the reasons I think we're hearing, because, you know, Captain, I think all the reasonable people across the highways and byways, they've been trying to do their part to be safe and not, you know, not spread the COVID-19, et cetera. But then the riots came, and then we didn't hear anything, really, from...
Well, it's okay to riot and tear up things and burn buildings down, but, you know, you don't think you're going to go to a rally.
Don't go to a rally, that's right. So suddenly, it literally becomes the magic Democrat virus. It just comes in when you need it, and it sort of stays away when you don't need it.
And by the way, folks, we are going to talk to you in a little bit about the virus and what happens when it gets humid and it gets warm and it gets hot. We're going to get kind of specific, and Dr. Fauci can eat his heart out when I tell him this stuff, because he ain't telling you what you should be hearing. Oh, boy. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And, oh, by the way, Nancy has something to say.
Treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Nobody's whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Yeah, and they'll get people out to vote even if they got to wheel them in a wheelbarrow because they're dead, if you know what I mean. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The head of the World Health Organization said the coronavirus pandemic is accelerating and that more than 150,000 cases were reported yesterday, the highest single-day number so far. In a briefing, WHO said nearly half of the newly reported cases were from the Americas, with significant numbers from South Asia and the Middle East. He said, we're in a new and dangerous phase, warning that restrictive measures are still needed to stop the pandemic. The warning came that the virus is still spreading fast, and the toll would be especially great on refugees, more than 80% of whom lived in mostly developing nations. New York City's Phase 2...
This is Esra News.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is the central theme of Return to the Hiding Place, the new film about Corrie Ten Boom and her secret army of teenagers' heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from Nazis during World War II. Corrie's story was made famous by her book and original movie produced by the Billy Graham Association. 45 years later comes Return to the Hiding Place, the untold, behind-the-scenes true story of Corrie's secret army of teenagers' efforts to rescue Jewish people. Told by Hans Poli, one of Corrie's teens in the resistance, Return to the Hiding Place is an action-packed film of the Dutch underground's true, breathtaking rescue of an entire orphanage of Jewish children. Return to the Hiding Place, starring John Rhys-Davies. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at SalemNow.com and save 20% with the promo code
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O.com. G-E-I-C-O.com. And keep in mind that you can go to the website, geico.com, and you can type in your zip code, and they will give you a cost comparison for the car or the truck that you're driving, and you can see if you can save some money on your insurance, first of all. And you do not need to talk to an insurance agent if you don't want to. You can do it all on the Internet. Now, here's the other part of it, which is really pretty neat. You also, if you have homeowners or renters insurance, you can bundle that along with your car or your truck or your RV or your boat or whatever it is that you've got, motorcycle too, and save yourself a bunch of money. So, check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yesterday was Juneteenth. And there are people that want to make that into a federal holiday. And Ben Carson, who reflected a lot on Juneteenth, he was on several television shows that I saw yesterday, said that celebrating is a very significant step. And then, get this, did you hear what Facebook did?
What did they do?
They pledged $200 million to black-owned businesses and groups to help them.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Now, I don't know what the conditions are, but what do you think?
Well, yeah, exactly. We don't know which businesses or what the criteria might be or these kinds of things. But the Juneteenth, you know, of late we've heard a lot about it, and I think a lot of people may not have known about the significance of June 19th, 1865.
And why is the president in Tulsa?
Why is that? Well, he's having his rally, I know that.
Yeah, but what happened on June the 19th in Tulsa?
Oh, well, basically...
Years ago.
I don't know. Fill me in on that.
Those 300 blacks are massacred there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, now this comes... Yeah,
that's where Juneteenth came from.
Well, but in 1865, this is when a Union general, a Union soldier, they landed at Galveston, Texas, and brought the news that the Emancipation Proclamation had taken effect on January 1st, 1863. So it's really, it's kind of a powerful story, where an actual general, comes and reads a proclamation to the people saying that, you know, all of the slaves are now free. And he said, and I quote, "This involves an absolute equality of rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves." This is a huge, I mean, because it took so long for it finally to get there. Some say it was because there was a lack of Union forces to be able to enforce it early on, but it finally got there.
Yeah, now there's some argument and discussion going on about the masks out there. Some people are saying you got to wear a mask. I believe your governor in California said inside, outdoors, whatever, they have to wear masks. Is that correct?
Well, that's right. Yeah, if you're in a public place and or if you're going into a shop or whatever. Yeah, but he wants to supersede, because Orange County, California had pulled back from the mask requirement. The Orange County health officer resigned amid this was very bad. There were a lot of threats against her and she stepped down.
Yeah.
But the governor's come in and now sort of made a blanket order for the state.
Yeah. Now, as of 5 o'clock yesterday, right here where I'm at, the city of Tampa in Hillsborough County, Florida, whether you're inside or outside, you need to wear a mask. Even to go into a business, you can only take it off if you're going to go in and have some food, because obviously you can't eat through the mask. And if you're outside, you don't need the mask at all. But inside or outside businesses, you have to wear a mask. That includes grocery stores, pharmacists, all that. However, in the city of St. Pete, the only people that need to mandatorily wear the mask are the people inside serving you, the people working over the counter.
Well, exactly. And, you know, Captain, I always thought we're supposed to be following the science, quote-unquote. And really, when you get into what it means to wear
a bandana. And let me tell you something. There's going to be a big gun show at the state fairgrounds this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All those people are in store for a huge shock when they find out they got to wear a mask.
I'll bet, yeah.
I'm telling you, that's going to happen because that's what they did. And I'm not sure if that's in the city of Tampa where the state fairgrounds are. Maybe in the county, if it is, they're okay. But if that's inside the Tampa city limits, they're all going to be wearing a mask. I know some of the gun shows we do are inside St. Pete City. And we'll just see what goes on there, because now here we go again.
Well, exactly. But it's never been consistent. It's never been consistent between what the Surgeon General has said, Dr. Fauci, or, various and sundry health officers for counties. And people feel like, Captain, you know, they don't know what to believe. Is a mask good? Is it bad?
Yeah.
And there is no science in that sense.
No. Now, do you want to go to a movie, Kyle?
Sure thing.
Put on your mask.
Gotta put on your mask.
Put on your mask. At the AMC theaters all across the country changed their mind on that when they said, well, it's optional. You won't need to wear it. Just the people behind the counter serving you. Nope. Everybody going in's got to wear a mask.
Well, you know, but and here's the thing. As I said, people want to be safe. They want to do the right thing. The American people, they are inherently good at doing that, but they are worried because it's like they're being terrified all over again about this whole thing. And again, there's no consistency. So there's a lot of mask shaming, as it were. Well, if you open up and you don't require everyone to wear a mask, then you're going to be in trouble. And believe me, there's litigation. There's insurance problems with this kind of thing. It's terrified business owners across the country.
Now, remember the commanding officer of the USS Theodore Roosevelt?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
His case was heard, and the Navy will not restate him to his command. He is now stuck sitting behind a desk, probably for the rest of his career.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And it's quite interesting, too, because the president himself, early on in this thing, said he reviewed his jacket, basically. And I thought that was probably the light at the end of the tunnel for that captain. But I guess it's not to be.
Well, he was a whistleblower.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's part of it.
Absolutely.
In my opinion, yeah. That's part of it. The Navy took it out on him. All right, now, Susan Rice, we all know who she is, right?
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Ms. Benghazi herself.
While he's asking me an important question, do you have to wear a mask while you're eating popcorn at the movies?
the answer is yes, but it's really hard to get the popcorn through.
That's
the
right. You gotta open your mouth and dump the popcorn through the nose nostrils or something. Oh, geez. Maybe they'll pull an Adam Schiff on that. You remember where he cut the hole in the nose?
That's right.
Jeez, what a clown! All right, but Susan Rice says that the President Trump supporters and all us deplorables, she said the ones in the Senate belong to the trash heap of history. And then that makes her what?
What does it make her?
What's it make her? If she wants all the senators that support Donald Trump in the trash heap of history, what does that make her? A trash heapster? I mean, what is she?
Well, gee whiz, I mean, Susan Rice, really, I mean, that old thing, I remember Reagan talked about throwing communism on the ash heap of history, so maybe she's right. Trying to sound like, you know, big and expansive about stuff like that. I don't know, but, you know, this is, again, it's all about Trump. It's just all about Trump. And for some reason, the same person went out and lied to everybody on 5 different shows about what happened to Benghazi. She got a lot of nerve.
Yeah, and Eric is saying that 95% of what's going on with the mask is all about liability. Businesses are afraid they're going to get sued because somebody will come down with the coronavirus. Well, true, Eric, true. By the way, the tickets that they're selling to some of these events right now, if you didn't notice it before, you will now because it says you assume the liability, not them.
Well, that's right. And in my real estate travels, I've spoken with attorneys, insurance people. That's all a real deal. The whole point is to, someone can say, I got coronavirus at your facility.
Yep. Now, the Attorney General, William Barr, is worried about censorship right now. And he's also concerned about the mail-in ballots ahead of the 2020 presidential election because of the ballot harvesting that can take place and that we saw in your state, California, where when we went to bed at night, 7 congressional districts, there were Republicans leading, and the next morning, 6 of them suddenly were being led by Democrats because of the ballots that mysteriously showed up.
Well, that's right, and that is a tactic, and it's legal to do in California.
And Arizona,
exactly.
And they tried to do it in Georgia, got caught at it. That Stacey Abrams got caught, and then she tried to lie her way out. Well, I got elected because I had all these votes I never counted. Well, of course they didn't count them because they showed up after everything was over.
Right, and those things are obvious to you and me and to other people.
It even happened in Florida. They found them by mailboxes and out in front, you know, in the back of trucks. I mean, you found them everywhere. Well, we got to count these. No, you don't.
Well, sure. Well,
especially when you break the chain of command and there's no seal on them.
Precisely, and that's a huge part of that, right?
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be right back, and we're going to take a look at the Highway and Byway report for tonight. Roads are looking pretty good. It's hotter than a firecracker out there in California again. Temperatures in the Inland Valley, pretty much all the way up to Oregon, between 95 and 108 degrees today. Holy cow. Just what we don't need, and the fire threat advisory is everywhere out there again. I'll be right back with more. The Weekend Edition rolls on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a 1-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meet packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's our buddy Donna Fiducia, and she and her husband Don are out of Carrollton, Georgia. They run the Double D Ranch up there, and they listen to us on our affiliate in Carrollton, 1330 WLBB, and it's just up the road a tad bit. From Fort Benning, Georgia. And I talked to a soldier yesterday that had been stationed at Fort Benning, Georgia. How about that? That was in the radio station that came to stop by to visit. All right, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there. Get yourself a free cup of coffee on the Captain's America Third Watch. Just go in there and tell them you were sent in there by the Captain's America Third Watch. And here we go.
And I want it into the
I bet there's a whole bunch of people when they heard that start out that thought they were back in Vietnam again, because that's where that song used to get played from time to time. And the Hueys would go flying over trying to draw cover, and they'd be playing that or Joplin or Hendrix or something like that. And Kyle, that was a sight to see.
I'll bet. Absolutely. Yeah.
All righty. Well, let's get into it. Because out in California, where you're at, you got temperatures ranging from where you're sitting from 95 degrees to 108 degrees today. It's really going to get hot all the way up that central inland valley.
That's right, Captain. And as we go into next week as well, there's going to be dangerous heat. There's an excessive heat watch in effect all the way, I believe, through next Friday. And this is going to be temperatures between 99 and 108 in the valley, 95 to 102 for the foothills, mostly 90-degree temperatures for the delta. This is in the Sacramento Valley surrounding foothills and the northern San Joaquin Valley and portions of the delta. Down here in Southern California, we've got a little bit more mild temperatures, but that Central Valley is going to heat up, and you have to take precautions. Drink plenty of fluids and be careful of the heat and check up on your neighbors as well.
Yeah.
They don't have air conditioning.
Yeah, and if you're going out across the desert for a trip, make sure you take about 3 or 4 gallons of water with you just in case your car decides to do something crazy.
Well, exactly, and that's exactly when people find out that their radiator's bad, is when it gets that hot.
Or water pump,
exactly, and it's really something. But yeah, so we're seeing the heat return to California, and it's not going to be easy.
All right, now I'll move over a little bit. New Mexico, you've got some poor air quality there, and that's coming from the big fire there in Arizona where the smoke is coming your way. There's still a major brush fire, wildfire going on in Arizona, and they don't have it under control yet. Debbie has been telling us about that out there in Arizona. Southwestern corner of Colorado, same thing, some poor air quality because of the smoke. Now, over on I-40 in the Panhandle, Amarillo, Texas, and the Panhandle of Oklahoma, and on down towards Lubbock, right now you have got some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings and flood watches and warnings for some storms that are kicking around over there, right?
Well, that's right, and I think they also have some wind warnings, 60-mile-an-hour winds, maybe even 1-inch hail.
Yeah, that's in the storms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, moving over towards the Great Lakes, we'll go over to Chicago, because all week long we've had nighttime fog along Lake Michigan on the Illinois side, Chicago from the Wisconsin line on down to Chicago, and then going over across I-90-94 over through Lake City, over to the western end of Michigan, and then up the western side of Michigan along Lake Michigan on the east side, you've got fog all the way up to Traverse City. And then Detroit, you've got fog over there along Lake Erie up towards Lake Superior. You've also got fog tonight from Toledo all the way across to the Pennsylvania state line, about Erie, Pennsylvania. And then in southwestern and southern Ohio, and then southern Indiana, and the southeastern corner of Illinois, you've got fog across through there tonight, so be careful, that's going to slow you down. We also may have some weather around the Dallas Metroplex, Kyle. Looks like there's some storms that may be kicking up down there right now. I just now noticed it just popped on the radar.
Yep, exactly, yeah.
And over in the central part of Alabama, around Birmingham, got some fog there. If you're on I-20 or I-65, you may have some fog in that area. We've also got some scattered fog in the central part of North Carolina tonight. Got some rain showers up above there, headed up towards Virginia. Looks like we got some fog up the East Coast, scattered from about Chesapeake, Virginia, on up through Delaware and into Jersey, scattered spotty fog. Might be some again, looks like up along Connecticut and skirting along up towards Massachusetts, and then it picks up again around Maine and goes up the coastline of Maine, some fog tonight. So be advised, that's what the weather looks like right now.
Well, that's right, and we do have a flood warning in the Baton Rouge area in Louisiana as well.
You said that right.
I hope so.
Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge. All right. And The other thing is, folks, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Klein J, closest to you. Now, they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Everybody remembers back in the day the pilots were, hurry up, get in, get your cheap fuel, get a cup of coffee, get a soda, get a bag of chips, get those hot dogs that they always had going on the rotisserie there, and out the door you went. Well, not anymore. Parking lot. Great facilities, Arby's, Dairy Queens, full-service Dairy Queens. Might find a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell. Could even be a Wendy's in there, too. And also a KFC chicken or Chester's chicken, depending on where you're at. Might even find a Dunkin' Donuts there to go along with everything. But not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They've gone a long way to build things up. And, of course, the fine J's are always the way they are with the sit-down Denny's, sit-down Huddle Houses, sit-down Moe's Southwest Grills, and then the bigger ones also have another installation close by. So there you go. All right, and let's jump over real quick because we got 60 seconds with Todd. So, Todd, take it away, and I got some surprising news for you. Go for it.
Well, praise God. I want to hear the surprising news. But let's just get down to business, and I'll let you close out here. But bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, 139 days till Election Day. I hope while you're sitting at home or you're all across the nation here, we started with, I think, 16 stations. I don't know how many we're up to now, but praise
232.
God. 232. Holy macaroni, Batman. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I hope you've registered your kids to vote for conservative Republicans, the Freedom Caucus, Donald J. Trump, and the best president for African Americans, for legal Cubans, for legal Puerto Ricans and Mexicans here. Legal. L-E-G-A-L. Okay, legal. Okay, you came here legally. All right? And you're working here, and you're not stealing jobs from African-Americans or whatever, and you're not controlled by Soros and the Koch brothers who want cheap labor and will do everything. Who's standing up for the cops? Giuliani, where are you at? I saw one cop in New York stand up for the rest of them. How about our cops? Who's standing up for our sheriffs? I don't see anybody. Now, I'll tell you what, if I was governor here in Florida, you threw one Molotov cocktail, I would shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. You're not coming to our city, our town, and throwing rocks and cop at our sheriffs. No, it's not happening. God bless you. Let's get to work, Tulsa. Tulsa, you rock. Donald, live. Let's go, baby. Let's get to work and win this thing. Let's go.
Okay, now tonight, I'm going to be broadcasting live. I'm going to be the network anchor for the coverage that you'll be hearing here on the Salem Media Group stations with the Trump rally. Broadcast starts at 8 o'clock, and then we're going to take some telephone calls as well after President Trump gets done talking to get your reaction as to what you heard. So that'll be tonight here on my Salem Media Group flagship station. So all you got to do is go to theanswertampa.com, and the rest is history. All right, I'll be right back with more. And Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, too, right after the top of the hour news, and we got a lot more to go.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.